The Conference by TLC 2383. We planned it months in advance, a weekend away from the kids attending a conference called The Art of Marriage. My wife booked a nice suite at the hotel, complete with a fireplace and a jetted tub. It was going to be a weekend designed to grow closer to God, strengthen our marriage, and have lots of hot hotel sex. Since the first two sessions of the conference were on Friday evening, we each had to take the whole day off work in order to make the 6-hour drive and arrive in time to check in and eat before sessions begin. My wife hates to be behind the wheel, so I knew I would have to drive the whole way. I was hoping she would help to ease my burden by offering up a highway hand job, or better yet, roadhead. But due to the amount of traffic on the roads that day, neither one happened. As disappointing as that was, the rest of the weekend really made up for it. We made the drive without issue, checked into our hotel, ate a nice dinner together, and met up with others from our church who were also attending the conference. That evening, the session 1 and 2 went long, and it was after 10 before we returned to our suite. As soon as we walked into the room, my wife said, "Finally, I can get into that tub. I've been waiting for it all day." "Sounds great. I think I'll join you," I said, not wanting to miss out on bathing with my beautiful wife. I filled the tub. We stripped down. I decided to shave my pubic hair as a surprise for her. She loves the way my smooth skin feels as I fuck her. And she loves sucking my cock and licking my balls without having to worry about hair getting in her mouth. To my pleasant surprise, she had also shaved. She has done this before, but not often, as she tends to get ingrown hairs. We both smiled and laughed before easing into the tub. The tub might be jetted, but it still was a standard-sized tub, not a large one. So we had to carefully position ourselves to be as comfortable as possible. I got in first and spread my legs, and she then settled in between my legs, my already hard cock rubbing against the crack of her shapely ass and lower back. In no time, I was kissing her neck, grabbing her tits, and reaching around to rub her clit. She was just as aroused as I was and turned her head so she could kiss me. After a few minutes of this, she turned around so we could more easily kiss. We made out for several minutes, and she spent some time jerking me off while my hands continued to wander all over her body. Soon I heard her say, "Let's go," and she hopped out of the tub and quickly began toweling off. I followed, knowing what was to come. We transitioned to bed, where I threw her down on the mattress with her legs hanging off the edge. I also love being able to perform oral on my wife after she shaves without worrying about hair getting stuck on my tongue. With her now in the perfect position, I knelt and began licking her with everything I have. I focused on her clit, her favorite place to be licked, but I occasionally wandered down to her opening and savored some of that sweet nectar she had been producing. I let my hands explore her body, legs, ass, breast, anywhere I could reach without stopping what my tongue was doing. Soon she was quaking with an intense orgasm. I continued to lick and kiss her clit until the sensations were so intense she was begging me to stop. I stood up, grabbed her legs, and pulled them up around my hips before I plunged my aching cock deep into her pussy. I rammed it home time after time. My ball slapping against her and making that wonderful skin-on-skin popping sound that I love. I knew I wouldn't hold out long, and I didn't care. So without slowing my pace, I continued fucking her until I deposited the massive load of cum that had been building up all day deep inside her. Sexually satisfied and exhausted after a long day, we settled into bed and quickly fell asleep. Early the next morning, I was awakened by my wife's mouth sucking on my cock. She is not a morning person, so wake-up sex is a rarity, and a wake-up blowjob even more so. I let out a satisfied moan as she sucked away. Upon hearing that I was awake, she threw the covers off the bed and straddled me cowgirl style. My cock slid right in. She must have had a sexy dream that got her all worked up because she was dripping wet. She slapped her boobs across my face playfully, knowing how much I love her sexy tits. I licked and sucked at them, which got her even hotter, and she quickened her pace as she rode my cock. She sat back a little higher, removing her breast from my mouth. She then grabbed my left hand and brought it up to her neck. She loves a little light choking, especially right before she comes. Not wanting to disappoint her, I squeezed a little and sent her over the edge. She had a powerful body-shaking orgasm as I continued to gently grip her neck. Once her climax subsided, I rolled her onto her back, lifted up her right leg above my shoulder, and began pounding her pussy with long, deep thrusts. I kissed her deeply as I drove into her. A couple of minutes later, when I knew I was about to come, I said to her, "Look at me, baby." I love to look in her beautiful brown eyes as I orgasm. It always makes the orgasm more intimate and intense for me. She complied with my request by not only opening her eyes and locking them onto mine, but also grabbing the back of my neck and pulling my forehead tight against hers. We locked in an incredibly intense stare, and that put me into a frenzy. I came so hard I had to close my eyes for a couple of seconds to get through it. When I was able to open my eyes again, I found her still staring and smiling at me. We kissed for a couple of minutes as we recovered before getting out of bed to get ready for breakfast and the second day of the conference. Day two consisted of 4 sessions, and we went to about 6 that evening. We decided to join the rest of the couples from our church for dinner that night, but we were unable to get a table until 9. We enjoyed our dinner and conversation with friends before heading back to the room around 11. One of the sessions this day was about sex, so I was super horny and ready for another round of hot hotel lovemaking. Because it was so late, we decided on a shower instead of the jetted tub, and she got out before I was finishing washing. I got out to find her in a sexy piece of lingerie that she seldom wears. I was instantly hard and ready to go, so I jumped into bed and began kissing her. After a few minutes, I noticed she was just not that into it this time. "What's wrong?" I asked. "I'm super tired. I think today was just too much for me," she replied. I felt disappointed. I was tired as well, but like many men, that won't stop me from having sex with my wife. My disappointment didn't last long, however. She soon said, "Maybe you should just stick your cock in my mouth and come on my face." Immediately, I was rock hard again. My wife had been letting me come on her face for a couple of years, but it's usually something I requested. Not this time, though. This time, she had specifically asked for it. "That might be the hottest thing you have ever said, baby," I replied. My wife then lay all the way down on her pillow, allowing me to straddle her face. She opened wide, inviting my throbbing cock into her heavenly mouth. I stuck it in and started rocking my hips, thrusting my cock as deep into her mouth as she would let me. She used her hand to stimulate the lower parts of my cock that didn't make it into her mouth. She sucked, she licked, she even pulled my penis out of her mouth to slap it against her cheek and tongue. She then sucked on my smoothly shaven balls and used her hand to jerk me off simultaneously. Those brown eyes were looking up at me as she slid my cock back into her mouth and resumed sucking. I grabbed her head with my hands and began fucking her mouth. In the same manner I did her pussy the night before. Still using one hand to keep me from driving too deep, she used her other to press on my perineum. After a moment, I slowed my pace, not wanting this to end yet, and I put my hands on the headboard for balance. She continued to suck my cock while making as much eye contact as possible. I spent several more minutes thoroughly enjoying the sensation she was providing me before nearing my climax. Before I came, I pulled out of her mouth and said, "Tell me where you want it, baby." "On my face," she replied. "I want you to come on my face." She was jerking me off as she said this, and I just couldn't hold back any longer. I exploded, releasing streams of hot cum onto her beautiful face. She turned her head after the first two streams and let the next couple land on the other side of her face. She then took my penis and used it to spread the cum around, covering every inch of her cheeks, chin, and lips. She licked the tip of my cock, cleaning the drops that leaked out after the last stream. "You're even more beautiful with all of that cum on your face, baby. I love you so much," I said to her. "I love you too," she said. I got a towel and helped her clean up before we both settled into a well-deserved sleep. The next morning, we loaded up the car and made the 6-hour drive to return home. We were both disappointed to be leaving our sex suite, but we had a weekend to remember, and we were looking forward to the next conference.